posted it.
Yeah, I'm over here. Boomer in love with the fucking... this man. Hey, well, anyways, I hit the record button. So, what's good, everybody? The Beachwood Podcast, episode 11. We back for y'all. This your boy, Splitter. We got my boy, Boomer, here. This man, Nephew, here.
I ain't got no cool sounds.
And the return of Michigan, Mark!
That's right. I'm back.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all do anything interesting?
Nope.
Over the last few
quarantine,
days?
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Not doing shit.
I mean, is there anything to do?
Sex. But also when it's too available, it's like, nigga, I don't want to do that.
When it's right there, yeah, you're like, yeah, like, oh,
I just want to get out the house.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
That's tough. Hopefully
the women
ain't
listening.
That's
the harsh reality. They don't support us anyways. What are you going to say? I know you got something brewing in your
also,
mind.
Also, we just had a conversation earlier, like, man, it was tough. So we basically asked each other, if your old lady is having a baby and you had a decision to make, would you, like, and they say either the baby dies or your wife dies. And Mike jumped up and said, she got to go. I was like, God damn, bro.
Hey, look, I got that life insurance, so I'm going to get my kid, and I'm going to get paid. What's wrong with that?
And freedom.
He's like, and I can order a fucking order a new bride online,
straight from Colombia.
It's just a shitty situation to be in. I mean, I'm sure people have been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how I shouldn't have laughed. That is a rough situation.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to switch it up.
These
like
are
that,
sick times we're living in, though, so everything's funny.
And also, this is the type of shit that we think about because you're so bored.
Yeah,
nothing else to fucking do. Like,
because yeah, my way of thinking is always like, well, you know, you had time to live. This baby hasn't, so like, bye. But also, it's like, fuck. But who am I gonna have sex with?
You know, I'm just
playing. Not even that, but it depends too. Like, say you have other kids, and it's like, damn,
that's
kids
facts.
Need their mom.
I don't want to do laundry.
And I know, it's hard to find a stepmom like that's gonna take in your kids. Like, I was blessed by mine, but
bro, I wouldn't. If I ever left my girl, me and her broke up, I'm never getting in no shit. I mean, I'm saying that now, I don't know, but I'm for sure never getting married again. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't know about another marriage.
Man, I'm just glad we're talking about her dying.
But I'm
me,
fucking
so.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, man, y'all already you're fucking ready to divorce your wives, talking about them dying. Let's move on to something, man.
This
what's
is
going
your topic.
On?
Wasn't even on the list.
I just wanted to see. I just wanted to set y'all up, so now y'all gonna be sleeping on the couch all week.
Yeah. Oh, don't threaten me with a good night's sleep.
Jerry gonna be hitting me. Hey, get on 2K. It's like one in the morning.
I voluntarily sleep on the couch sometimes. Sometimes I'll go in my room. It'll be my wife, the two babies, and one of my other kids, and I'm like, you know what, y'all have a good night.
When I say I hate cuddling, bro. I'm not gonna cuddle.
Well, especially when it's hot, bro. Fuck.
Especially when it's hot, you ain't got no socks on, your crusty feet are bumping against my damn. I don't fuck with it, bro.
Hey, man, hey, let it all out. Why don't you?
Man, I'd rather sleep on the floor. No, it's fine.
So speaking of nasty niggas, this man Dan Snyder in some deep shit. Deep in.
He's always been kind of shady to me.
I mean, look, we've already said, I think, I don't know if it was the last episode, that's one of the most trash organizations, like the way it's ran.
Yep.
I think so, the fans been trying to get rid of Snyder for the last 10, 15 years.
So if y'all don't know, Snyder's the owner of Washington. We don't know what they're going to be called. Hey, Traeger Man's here. See him out the window. Hello. With the queso dip. But anyways, yeah, bro. So, I mean, there's a whole... It seems like everything's connected to sexual harassment or, like, some sexual misconduct, trafficking, something, bro. So, what was it? Yeah, go ahead. Read that shit up.
So what it says is Dan Snyder abuses drugs and alcohol. Snyder paid off the refs, which I don't believe because they didn't
They never
win.
Won.
So, some refs have made up to $2 million from him, and Snyder is not the only team owner paying off refs. Shout out Robert Kraft. Others do it, too. And then it says, Snyder and former Redskin coach Jay Gruden, who's been a douchebag, brother of John Gruden, pimped out the cheerleaders to season ticket holders while holding their passports from them in a foreign country. This is just crazy. All right, so then it goes,
what the fuck?
Jay Gruden.
That sounds wild.
And then Redskins running back Capri Bibbs were sleeping with the same woman. When Jay found out, he got petty and benched Bibbs. During that game, when Bibbs was on the bench, Bibbs' replacement missed a block and then resulted in Alex Smith,
who had 17 surgeries,
breaking his leg and pretty much not being able to play, maybe
almost risked his life, dude.
Yeah, honestly, because that shit got infected. Right?
Yeah, bro. Look, this is what happened. He was, I'm sure, because Jay Gruden's a nasty motherfucker. He probably blackmails these girls. They don't want to have sex with him, but he probably, like they said, hold the passport over their head.
Nope.
But old girl came back and said, "Yo, Capri Biggs." Not big, it was Capri Big. He said, "Wait a minute, you ain't getting no more playing time, motherfucker."
And not only that, bro, if you've ever seen what these cheerleaders get paid, they're fucking get paid trash.
Oh, yeah, it's like minimum wage.
So it's probably not hard for him to convince them to be like, "Hey, you know, make some extra money. Like, fuck this dude."
It all makes sense.
I don't think they're the only organization.
Oh, yeah, but it all makes sense. Like, because why does he have this job this fucking long in the first place?
Yeah.
He hasn't been good yet as a coach.
But I was reading some shit that they were like, he's probably still safe. Like, he probably still won't get...
Because he has the secrets.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden?
Yeah, he's ass.
Yeah, he's an offensive coordinator now for the Jags, I believe.
He got to go. He's ass, bro. I don't know none of his shit that's actually...
But I do like how Ron Rivera came out and he was like, fuck this bullshit. Basically, like the new culture that I'm bringing in is like going to wipe all that shit out. We're a new franchise, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
and honestly, it sounds like nobody's really snitching. So it's like, we don't know. Like,
and Ron Rivera seems like that type of dude. Like, he don't play... He's not up for that bullshit. Like...
So. He's a good coach.
But Dan Snyder, from what I was reading, nobody's really snitching on him. He's kind of like, he's in the clear. As long as he denies shit, he's in the clear.
Yeah, they're snitching on everybody else but him, right?
Yeah, what they're saying is like, everybody else did it, but he probably knew about it.
Yeah, but there's no way. It's hard to prove that. How do you prove that he knew?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
But also, all the fucking majority shareholders are selling their shares. So it's like, what's really going on?
And you remember what, I don't know if you guys seen what Chris Bosh said the other day. He said, going into, like, different stadiums, like, the whole first, like, 7 to 10 rows are all white people. Like, the big money spenders, the people that invest in the game. He was like, all of us entertainers are all, you know, black or whatever. And then you got the first 7 rows, first 8 rows. He even said Indiana, he would go there would be no black people in the stands, bro.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a predominantly white area.
And it's just...
I mean, look at Larry Bird from Indiana. Yeah. And he was the best basketball player in Indiana.
He's a janitor.
I'm just playing. Shout out, B-Will.
He's the best janitor ever. Speaking of janitors, this man Dak turned down money again. Guaranteed 100 mil? Is that what it was?
So if you have the opportunity and you're Dak to be the second highest paid quarterback in the league, you have to take it. Who else is going to pay
him? You know what? He's going to be like Chargers dude.
Rivers?
No, running back.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
He'd be like Melvin Gordon. He's gonna wait it out. He's gonna go.
But Dak's gonna be getting $31 million this year. So
I thought it was 34.
No, 31. I think next year it's 38. If they tag him again next year, it's 38.
I thought it was 34.1.
And then after that, they can't tag him again.
Yeah, they tagged him for 34.
Yeah, I think it's 34.1.
For sure 2 more years unless they trade him.
Yeah, and then after that, they can't tag him anymore. And that they're saying that Dak's willing to bet on himself. And play the next 2 years on tags and be, according to his agent, the biggest free agent in NFL history.
Look, Dak don't want to be a Cowboy. He hasn't want, like, that's the only reason why he's not taking that money.
But if not there, then where?
Look, his brother already came out and said, like, yo, we fucking grew up hating the Cowboys anyways.
And let's be real. What do you think, compared to what other quarterbacks are going to pay?
Might be a Giants fan. Where's
Dak
from?
What do you think he's really, like, he's from Texas, Mississippi State? Yeah.
No, he's from Texas.
Oh, see, a Houston fan.
So, what do you think he's worth? To me, I really think he's ballpark 25, 30 tops, bro.
I don't even think that. I'd say
he's good, though. I mean, don't get me wrong.
What is Jimmy getting? 25?
22?
I think 22? What it is, though, is like they just have all the pieces. And like if they just paid for a quarterback, they would lose so much because they can't. You can't pay everybody. You know what I'm saying? The defense.
And he's not the type that can make up for lack of talent. No. He's not a Peyton Manning or... Or somebody that can make up for, you know.
He obviously ain't going to be a guy that's going to take a pay cut to get some more talent around him.
Clearly. So. That's what I'm saying.
And honestly, if you look around, and I'm curious to see how this affects Mahomes. There's never been a top paid quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's never happened. Aaron Rodgers got paid, never won a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson got paid, never won another Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger got paid, never won another Super Bowl. All these guys get paid and never win. And never win again, so it's like
Joe Flacco got that big.
I mean, I know Mahomes. I know Mahomes is. Oh yeah, Flacco too. I know Mahomes is talented, but man, We'll see. Like,
but it's like it's hard to not sign them for mega deals if they do that for you. You know, plus the fan base is going to be like, what the fuck? He just won us a Super Bowl. Why aren't we paying him?
You know, so are you better off saying I'll give you 4 or 5 years and even more money instead of a long 10-year term?
See, you can look at it both ways, though, because in 5 years, what if the salary cap is ridiculous and your average Joe is getting paid $40 million?
True.
And you already have him locked in at 45, so... I mean, maybe they're thinking long term, but with all this COVID shit, the cap's gonna go down.
Yeah, but like to me, what seems like he just doesn't want to be there is the fact that like every year it's like, all right, the struggle for money, and they keep throwing them money, Traeger man in the building.
Hand.
And it's like, bro, like he doesn't want no matter what how much money they're gonna give him, he doesn't want it. So it's like, bro, like what do you? He doesn't want to be there. To me, that shows signs. If I was in his employer, I'd be like, all right, bro, you don't want to fucking be here, obviously. Yeah.
I feel like he's a good fit for that team, though. Like, I feel like they could get something going this year, probably, you know?
Look, as much as I'm a Niners fan, I fucking hate the Cowboys, but like I can't deny the fact that Dak at least does his job, right? So, I mean, what can you do about it?
Yeah, I think...
I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback.
But it's just like, now that they have Andy Dalton,
That's what I'm
saying. You know what I'm saying? You have some controversy, and you have some leverage if you're the Cowboys now, because you have options. You know what I'm saying? Before, you had who? Curtis Rush, or whoever the fuck that dude was?
Jerry Jones, the type of petty dude that will be like, all right, bro, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't know how it's going to end. I'm just curious to see where he lands. After the fact, at least.
Yeah, I don't know.
First of all, if anybody's trafficking women, you know damn well Jerry Jones is.
Oh, facts.
Damn. Him and by Robert Kraft?
At the fucking massage parlor?
Man, I feel like Robert Kraft got, like, he shouldn't have got in trouble for that, bro.
Bro, like, he did that shit on the AFC Championship game day, didn't he? Or some shit?
Bro, if you want to fucking...
He deserves it.
No. If you want to fucking rub and tug, like, he ain't doing nothing wrong. The fuck, yeah, I mean...
Right. Imagine living that life, though. Like, let me just go get a fucking blowjob.
I'm not gonna lie, but, like, that's a savage-ass shit, bro.
Then
like,
head to my professional football team playing in a game to go to the Super Bowl. And fucking...
When you're a billionaire, you could do shit like
Kansas
that.
Kansas City. Like, fuck, man. That's what's up, though. I want to get to that point.
He's one of them. Man, one of them.
There's a place in Modesto you go and they flip you over,
bro,
and they say,
hey, bro, tell me why my old coworker that I used to work with, he used to go to this little hole in the wall spot, and he was telling me, I'm not going to say his name, but he was telling me that he went after work one day to get a massage, and then he was like hinting to her, like, hey, like, what else do you do? And she was just like, oh, you want that, Mr. Sir? And then she was like, he was like, yeah, I got 20. And she was like, oh, hell no, like, fuck that. Like, I do it for 100. And he's like, all right, all I got is 60. That's all I got. And she was like, all right. She's like, no. He's like, all right, then fuck it. I'm not going to do nothing then. So then she was just like, but I'll only do this. He's like, no, I want, like, head. Like, the fuck? I don't want just what the fuck am I, a little boy? I don't want you to jack me off. And then he's like this fucking Nicaraguan guy, older dude, like 50-something. But he's still out there active.
So what's it called?
I don't know what it's called. I'm gonna text him right now. But yeah, it's called Cascada. But get a track. Track meet. But yeah, bro, so yeah, basically he ended up getting all that shit for 45 at the end of that shit. This man's a businessman.
Yeah, I heard they flipped the towel and they say $40 more.
You heard or you experienced?
Nah, I heard. Oh, I haven't been there. Yeah. So.
Let's make sure, man.
I go to Amy's massage here in Atwater, and she's a professional. She does.
No wonder you keep going to the warehouse in Modesto. The whorehouse. All right, so Derrick Henry got a contract extension?
Which I'm happy about because I'm a Colts fan, and one of the teams in my division paid a running back top dollar, so now they can't build their team.
Top dollar, though? He's only getting 25 guaranteed.
He's getting money, bro. And they got a lot of people that they got to come up and pay soon. And they paid Tannehill's weak ass.
Titans are gonna be last in the division next year, bro.
They won't be last.
Chance. I mean, they still got AJ Brown on a rookie contract, right?
Yeah, they got I'm gonna draw a blank here. But they just played Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill's gonna be come back to North. Like he's gonna realize he's Ryan Tannehill. Like last year, towards the end of the year, he started playing like he's.
He was never really bad though. I mean, he did all right in Miami.
We'll find out next year.
Yeah, I think I don't think he was that bad of a quarterback, but the way he acted like he was like like on some Mahomes shit. It's like, bro, you won like six games a season. Relax. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A lot of shit is overrated. Speaking of overrated, this man, Madden. It's all John Madden's fault.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's still alive. The Madden rating, so they have this whole rollout. Every day they're releasing a 99, but
Mike Thomas is not a 99.
Shout out Madden. I'm everybody's dad in Madden in this chat, in this podcast.
Not really mine. I just can't make field goals on all Madden. Yeah. We tied.
I'm Ed be putting but the I'll take the sliders L. down for the kickers for the opposite
yeah,
team.
Yeah, bro.
So you miss every time.
Remember that day we were playing, every time I kick, it would do like an extra fucking tick in the middle? But anyways, so they had what? Mahomes, 99.
Aaron Donald. Gilmore.
Michael Thomas and McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Gilmore and Michael Thomas should not be 99s.
Didn't Gilmore get cooked by Miami?
Yeah.
180, bro. What? 180?
He had like 100-something yards, bro.
He's a 99.
Shout out Richard Sherman. He should be the number one corner in the game.
They gave this man a 92. He does not deserve a 92. No way in hell.
All right, boomer.
Pro Football Focus analyzes every play of the entire NFL season, right?
Every zone play?
Every play in the NFL season. Richard Sherman was ranked the number one cover corner in the NFL last year.
Don't you know you number can't one. Say anything against the 49ers?
I know. I don't know. No, listen. Number one. He's ranked number one.
Okay.
All right? You can't tell me last year where you remember, oh, my God, Richard was getting burned left and right. He got burned one play in a Super Bowl against one of the fastest dudes in the league.
So he got burned when it mattered.
He gave up a 30-yard catch.
He didn't fucking cover his area.
He gave up a 30-yard catch, basically all fucking season. That was like the worst play he's gave up all season. While Stephen Gilmore was bending over taking back shots from Devontae Parker. Fucking 80-yard touchdowns or shit.
Gilmore is fucking Ty Dolla $ign. He need to relax.
And don't get me wrong, bro. Gilmore's a top corner. He's a fucking beast.
He had 96.
Yeah, but I mean,
give him a 96.
But Richard Sherman, to me, if he's ranked the number one corner in the league, how is he not ranked number one in Madden?
Yeah, so we all agree that Aaron Donald, I don't even know if I'll give Aaron Donald a 99. Was he that dominant last year?
No, he's a game changer, bro.
I know, but I feel like the year before he was
better
than last
year. How the fuck did Nick Bosa get an 89, bro?
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, no one in the NFL could block him, but he got an 89.
I might say this because I'm biased, but I don't think Darius Leonard deserved an 85.
He's
linebacker.
Oh, no, he deserves like a 90.
Do you want me to show you how trash Madden is? Neither of the Bosa brothers were ranked top 10 in pass rusher out of the pass rushers.
Well, you know, what else is the team ratings? They have, like, Niners.
Oh, they have Niners number two. Shout out, Madden.
And the Saints number one, right?
Yeah, Saints number one.
But they're still low. They're, like, what?
85.
Hasn't there been 90, like, 2, 91?
Yeah. I feel like they're being more...
Cautious?
I don't know. Not cautious, but I feel like they're not just giving out ratings like
that. I don't trip off the team rating because it always comes in. All the teams are 80-something when the season starts, and then once it starts going, they update it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is what it is. But so out of those top five, so we all agree Mahomes is a 99. Mm-hmm. We can all agree that McCaffrey's a 99. Aaron Donald even, fuck it. Like, I feel like his last
year before. How the fuck did George Kittle not get a 99, though?
He got a 98, but.
He's not a 99.
You're fucking bugging. And you know it.
Every football expert had George Kittle ranked as the best football player in the NFL. Not just tight end.
He's got to show me more.
He has two consecutive seasons of being the best tight end.
Okay, so he's been a great blocker. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. And
broke the season, the tight end record. For
yeah,
what? Receiving.
Receiving yards. Yep.
Yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
This year.
The year before.
Last year.
Yeah, he
last
missed year, two games this year, so he, his yards. He missed two games, and he was still only 50 yards behind.
Last
Kelsey.
Year, did Garoppolo play?
Yes.
The whole season.
Half the year, he got hurt. Oh no.
He got hurt the year before.
Yeah, he got hurt the year before. You know what? Yeah, Garoppolo played three games that year.
I mean, I'm still not going to give him a 99, but I'm going to give him like a 97.
Bro, he's a game changer.
Is he though? You guys gonna pay him the top dollar though? Like, you feel like,
listen,
you gotta pay a tight end.
George Kittle,
buy Coleman.
We'll, here's the check.
We'll pay Kittle, bro.
If one dude deserves it,
our rushing attack went from 200 yards a game to only 150.
You don't need Coleman.
If you took Kittle out and brought in an average tight end,
no way.
We're gonna lose four more games.
Yeah, we didn't lose more games because he was out.
We lost against Seattle. We lost against
but they were all fucking.
Maybe Jimmy G's not that good.
Well, Jimmy G don't run the ball or block.
No, but listen.
Hey, Jimmy G is the top.
See, our it ain't even our pass game. He's such a pivotal part in our run game. Yeah, when he was out, we couldn't run the ball. It was fucking crazy.
Did you guys play the Packers in the NFC Championship this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to Garoppolo, 4 for 8 for 81 yards in the NFC Championship.
First of all, it was 6 for... Okay. First of all, it was six.
Heroic
approach. Hold on. First of all, it was 6 for 8. All right? And... And if somebody's spreading their ass cheeks and letting you run through it all game, why are you gonna throw?
I don't like the Niners, but
wow, fuck the Lions game, then, bro.
Why change it?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's funny too because if Madden went off of just that Niners Packers game, Aaron Rodgers would be a 67, right? That's what we said.
And look, I know B-Will's gonna be upset, but I don't really think 89.
Don't support us.
I don't really think 89 is that far off, bro. To be honest with you, because look at the dudes, Aaron Rodgers. Because look at the dudes in front of him. Okay, you had Mahomes.
Didn't they have Dak over him?
I know, but
Didn't they have Dak ready to hire
him?
No. Well, so Aaron Rodgers was like top 6, huh?
Top 5. He was like top 5.
But he deserves at least to be a 93 just off the
street. Yeah, see, but like he said, the ratings are different or lower this year.
Brady over him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Brady is
playing better, bro, at this age. Yes.
Yeah. Well, think about last year. What did he have? He only had 2 interceptions.
I'm willing to bet right now, bro. Tom Brady will have a better year than Aaron Rodgers next year.
I mean, against the Niners, he laid on his back the whole game. But other than that, like,
I don't think that game was really his fault completely.
What about the first game when we fucked him, too?
No, if you watch that game, if you watch that game, even Troy Aikman, I went back and watched it. He had running backs in the flat all fucking game, bro. But Aaron Rodgers is the type of dude he likes to launch.
He likes the big play.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Patrick Mahomes, 99.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, 97.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, 94.
Okay. Yeah, those are all better than him.
Drew Brees, 93. Tom Brady, 90. And then Aaron
Rodgers. Those are all better than him.
But I think Deshaun Watson needs to be higher, bro.
I feel like Matt Ryan is not... I feel like he's like an 85.
9, yeah.
Well, I don't know, bro. Look at his stats last year, bro.
I would switch Deshaun Watson.
Bro, Matt Ryan is like a 30-8 guy every year almost now.
Okay, I got a question.
He does have the best receiver.
Michigan Mike Lyons. Okay, you taking Matt Ryan or Stafford?
Look, bro, I fuck with Stafford, honestly.
Matt Ryan
But not now since you said you don't like the Niners.
I think that helps.
Honestly, talent-wise, I think Stafford's more talented.
Yeah.
Stafford has not had the protection that he's needed for his whole fucking career, bro.
The Lions have never had an offense.
They never had a running back for him, and they've never had an offensive line for him, bro.
You know who's never had an offensive line? Phillip Rivers.
That's true, too.
Eli Manning.
Phillip Rivers.
Eli Manning, too.
Phillip Rivers, Super Bowl 2021 MVP.
First of all, there's not going to be no NFL next year, so.
Yeah, facts.
That's sad.
Moment of silence for that one, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, I really don't see it. I really don't see a season happening, to be
it's
honest.
Happening.
I don't
see it.
There's
too much money. They're going to force
it,
bro. They're going to force that shit.
Well, they said the training camps are about to start.
Like, we're going
to
have the NBA. You said we're going to have NBA.
Yeah, but NBA's doing a bubble, though.
That's people, though, too.
The NFL plays outside in the 95% of the
plus, they got that face shield thing that they're doing now. So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're still going to have these players traveling, going to restaurants, eating, going. They're still doing all that. See, NBA players aren't allowed to do any of that. They're literally in a bubble and they can't leave.
Okay.
And if they leave, they have to get quarantined.
So then maybe they should bubble
NBA
up.
Players.
They can't.
They
have a snitch hotline.
They said there were girls.
Yeah, LeBron was snitching the whole time.
Chris Haynes came out and said that was bullshit because he said, dude, they have security at the fucking entrances and exits on every perimeter.
Bro, so if I'm security,
I don't buy it. Yeah. I don't buy it.
She probably fucked security. And he said, hey, fuck security.
And
timeout. You think if, like, Devin Booker went out there and was like, hey, fucking security, let this bitch in right now. Tell me he would not.
If I was security, he would
have.
He
wouldn't, bro. Because you know why? There's somebody else that might see it and it snitch on that security guard. Now that security guard's out of a job.
I'm
going
to pay him
but
off.
But you're a security guard. You just go be a security guard somewhere else.
Huh?
Said something about a train.
Now, Chris Haynes came out today and he said that was bullshit because he said it's like a fortress in there, bro.
You know what else is bullshit?
How they keep getting DoorDash then?
That too.
Ooh, they can't. I just thought of something, but I'm going to say it out loud.
Elena Deladon. DoorDash. They did her dirty. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
Yes. So basically, she's trying to sit out because she had Lyme disease, I think. Mm-hmm. Right?
She has to take like 30 pills a day.
She has to take hella medicine. And the WNBA is like, nah, like you can't, you know, you got to play. Sorry, you're not going to get your paycheck. And I think the WNBA was like fucking her. But then the team she plays for, the Dream, is it the Dream?
Yeah.
I don't know or something. Who it is. But they said that they would cover her salary if she sat out. So oh, I think that's
for sure. Doing. I didn't hear that part. I just saw the initial report and I was like, wow, y'all fucking doing like one of your superstars like that fucking dirty.
And see, honestly, too, is I feel like when something happens initially, like everybody, like maybe they didn't even give the team a chance to come out and say they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Like they were already like, oh my gosh, she's getting done dirty. But it's like, man, like maybe they were gonna do it. Like relax for a little bit.
But I mean, but it is worthy of that the fucking league she plays for that needs. She's one of the superstars of that league, so it's like, come on, bro. Like, how do you not supporting?
Say, but it brought the headline. Right? Yeah, and got people to read.
So and let me tell you something. I miss basketball so much. I swear to God, if WNBA was on, I would watch that shit all fucking day right now.
Damn,
I really would.
And you know what's lit? The best women's sport of all time, volleyball.
Yeah,
I know why you fucking pervert. I know why. Volleyball. I know why you guys want to watch volleyball.
Nah, beach volleyball only has two.
Shout out
the
Brazil.
The real volleyball got the whole team.
Shout out Brazil.
Shout out the Brazil team. Exactly. Brazil, Puerto Rico Colombia. Team, Colombian team. Even, bro, all the teams, bro.
I watch all of them.
Yes, bro. And you know what? Like, I watched it for the cheeks. But I stayed watching because that shit's intense as fuck. The Olympic volleyball, that shit is
the American team.
Don't give me American Karens, bro. Don't give me those ones.
Nah, that's the fun. American team got a bunch of light-skinned black girls there.
They do.
Hey, not really. The white girls are evolving too. All the Starbucks they drink and shit, they got cakes, bro.
They kind of shit a lot.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, they're putting something in the Starbucks.
Oh. Yes, sir. Speaking of white people, Harden wore.
So Harden wore a Blue Lives Matter mask? Wow.
I didn't know.
He did know. Fuck out of here.
I feel like he's he's kind of dumb.
I'll take his aside just to go get you a little bit here.
Okay. But,
okay, I've seen that mask on there, and because I was like, okay, American patriot, whatever, mm-hmm. ex-military, cool.
White.
And I see it, and I'm like, oh, that's got a cool color scheme to it. And I never would have placed it to the cops. I would not have made that correlation. And I would have just been like, oh, that looks cool.
One thing I'm going to say is just, right or wrong, this world is just so sensitive right now, bro. And it, like, I get it. We should change a lot of things, and it's been bad for a while. But I mean, where does the line draw at?
I think you should kick him out the league.
Where's the thin blue line
draw? But you see what I'm saying? It's like, you can't. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what was the excuse like that had a skull on it, so we thought it looked cool?
Well, I think people are just too quick to judge.
I also think, but and we can also admit that celebrities that have that much money do live in a bubble. He might be oblivious to what the fuck that shit is.
Well, they said he ain't.
He's
got
like
no
good
internet.
Friends with Meek and all them, bro. So I'm sure he knows.
They said he ain't got no internet.
That's true. Not snitching, but we did see Harden, Meek, and 2 Chainz smoking a blunt in a circle at that Meek Mill concert in Vegas. So he knows, but I mean, he doesn't seem that intelligent.
Why did he do it? I wonder why
Well, he said that was the only one he found that would cover his whole beard.
Fuck out of here. They sell face shields everywhere, bro.
But also, like, bro, you just had the Rona, nigga. Why don't you have a mask? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen that mask online. They have, like, a red and gray one and a black one.
I've seen some blue ones wearing it.
Oh, that looks cool like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Michigan Mike's
a
crit.
Give him the chance that maybe he didn't correlate. Oh, man, this is going to support the, you know, thin blue line. And, you know, I don't know. Just to...
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Everything's a headline right now, though, because people are at home.
I'm just
bored.
Fucking rock because I don't like Harden as a basketball player, but go ahead.
He's more skilled than Kyrie, though.
Yeah. Speaking of skills, Ben Simmons said he's about to start shooting more. We all seen the video.
I'm
going to
go out
splashing.
On a limb and say I can shoot better than Ben Simmons.
Ooh. Hey, but that video didn't show.
I'm going to say this.
We
bro.
Shot like shit today. When we're
if Ben Simmons can get a jump shot, he could win an MVP in this league. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
I mean, shit, Giannis won it without a jump shot.
Yeah,
so.
But he developed one, though.
He developed a
three-pointer. He's not Giannis, though.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Giannis is a freak.
Honestly,
major.
Bro, athleticism-wise, he's not far behind him.
If he can just get, like...
B-line's looking for a job, he can teach a jump shot like no other.
Yo, he got canned by the Cavs, right? Yeah. They did him dirty.
Bro, I mean that. I mean, look, that man Ben Simmons is hella athletic. He's fast as fuck too, for being a fucking 6'10". He doesn't look like he's 6'10". He
so they're gonna bench Horford.
Who? No. Oh, because you're talking about him playing at the four.
I think if they can just get him to spot up and just hit down, like knock down the open shots. Like if you can just knock down the open shots,
yeah, in the corner, even in the corner,
bro. Just catch and shoot.
But see, look, I could see if that's like if Embiid, Horford, and Simmons are on the floor at the same time. Like, I mean, the 3 and 4 are going to be interchangeable between them two. Honestly, if Ben Simmons drops down, if he brings the ball up, then drops down to the four, you got Al Horford who hits threes.
Yeah, that's true.
And jumpers. And he might be more open. So, I mean, it's...
So, but if they put Simmons at the four, that means you're going to bench Horford. No. And that means against Giannis, who Horford gives...
I don't think you bench him.
I'm saying they can play
so all three. So, would they put Horford at the three?
Well, I think they can even go five out. Because exactly. Because Embiid can play outside, too.
So, what the hell's the point? I mean... This whole four position is not a real four position.
It's just their scheme, like what they do.
Yeah. Instead of him playing on the perimeter the whole time, he's gonna drop down, and then you have a 3-point shooter in Horford. So it's like it could work.
Because I feel like they need Horford against Giannis.
Oh, facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's not gonna shut Giannis down, but that big body's gonna give him
problems. But I mean, Ben Simmons does lead the league in steals, right?
Think so. I think he was one of the top ones.
Yeah, so I mean, he plays defense too. So I mean,
well, since we're talking about it, who do you guys got in the finals? Well, first I want to hear everybody's conference finals position or predictions, and then I want to hear the finals and who you got and how many games.
And that's based all the.
I got Lakers Rockets Western Conference Finals.
Okay. Lakers Rockets, and then who wins?
Lakers.
And then what about the East?
Too big. I think Bucks and Celtics.
Who do you think wins that?
Probably Bucks, but yeah. I don't know, dude.
So Bucks, Lakers, who you got and how many?
Lakers is 6.
Who's the MVP?
LeBron James.
Jerry, what you got? Or shit, my bad.
The Western Conference. I got,
here we go.
No, Lakers winning it, but yeah, I think if it's possible, Clippers, Lakers.
So Clippers, Lakers.
Blazers, Lakers. No, I'm playing.
That's the first round matchup.
Yeah, that's true.
What if the Blazers win? First round matchup, bro. John Morant is going to happen, bro. John
Blazers
Morant.
Making that shit, bro. Watch.
So who you got in the East then?
East, I got...
Sixers.
Yeah, for sure.
You really think they got it?
Not even for sure. Like, I'm a Sixers fan. Not even being biased. Okay. But also, I'm watching... I follow their Instagram, so I see them working. So it, like, hypes me up a little bit.
Gotcha.
But I mean, we can't deny that they have the potential to be there. Like it's there. It's just a matter of
their depth is the only thing that concerns me.
Me, it's coaching.
I just feel like they had a better overall team last year, but maybe
2 years ago I feel like they had a better team.
Maybe the chemistry is better now though, since you get rid of a few people that
I think it blows my mind that you kept Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler, bro. That shit blows me away, bro. And you gave him the same amount of money that Jimmy wanted.
All right, I'm gonna go Lakers.
Well, I didn't finish.
Okay, sorry.
Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going to say Sixers. Yeah, it has to be the Bucks.
Sixers, Bucks?
Yeah.
So right now the Sixers
and 7.
The Sixers are the 6th seed right now.
Sixers, Clippers, Finals.
Who's winning?
The Philadelphia Clippers.
And how many games?
See, I think the Sixers match up better with the Lakers, honestly. Nah, Clippers. I just want to piss off Boomer.
Nah, it ain't gonna matter, bro. Cause listen, Lakers are gonna sweep the first round. They'll probably win the second round in 5.
But we can also all agree the Lakers.
They'll win the Western Conference Finals. Nah, bro, don't give me that. Because listen,
he knows it. He knows.
Rondo's out. Rondo's out. Bradley's out. Okay.
All I heard was
when.
They're gonna drag this season on as long as they can.
LeBron is well rested. You don't think a well rested LeBron
is gonna
win?
Give them 46-17.
Then how do you
12
not win
every game?
I just told you the other night. I think he's gonna average 33-10-13. Average.
You guys ready for mine?
Michael Jordan would never. By the way, go ahead.
So I got Lakers.
He would just win it.
Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference Final. I know it's fucking chalk, but that's how I see it.
Okay.
Then I got a little twist, a little turn here. I got
Toronto, yeah.
And I got Boston and the Eastern Conference.
So Bucks don't even make the Eastern.
Giannis don't even make the Eastern. Damn. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, okay? So I got Boston over Toronto, and I got the Lakers over the Clippers.
Let's go.
Boston's the team that scares me the most as a Sixers.
So Lakers are going to sweep
Boston
the Celtics.
Boston and Lakers, I see, I hate to say it, but I see Lakers in six. And I think
I feel like Boston don't have no size.
I think AD gets the MVP.
But they got
no way.
I think AD does, yes, because they don't have anybody to guard AD.
See.
LeBron, they got Jaylen Brown.
Because even if AD gets more points, you know LeBron's going to average a triple-double. So they're going to have to give it to LeBron.
I don't know.
I think he's going to, if it comes to that one, nah, yeah, he'll probably average right under a triple-double.
With Giannis getting eliminated.
But you said he's the pass first guy.
Oh.
Another bold prediction we got.
That's what I'm saying. But if he averages a triple-double, and even if Davis has like five more points a game, they're going to give it to Bron.
Is Bron going to get the same amount of rebounds, though, with Dwight and fucking...
He still does. Bron still gets like 9-10 boards a game.
That's what I'm saying. If he might not get that triple, but he'll be right there.
So Giannis loses in the second round, gets traded to the Warriors for Draymond Green.
This is why he doesn't have him in late. So, he wants him to lose early
So we get Steph, Clay, Giannis next year with the.
I heard if there is going to be a trade for Giannis, Clay's going to be in the mix.
Clay's not in the mix. There's no way in hell. I'm going to tell you that right now. Jerry West threatened to quit when he was with us. Did you know that? When they said Clay Thompson for Kevin Love, he told everybody, he was like, if you guys fucking make that move, I'll quit. I'll retire. I just read that today. I didn't know that. But fuck, bro, that's how valuable Clay is, especially with Steph.
Listen, bro. This is Giannis, bro, Antetokounmpo or whatever.
I'm not doing it.
You crazy, bro. He's like 6 years younger than Klay, and he's an MVP of the league. You're crazy.
You got the best backcourt of all time that has three rings together.
First of all, they only have three because Kevin Durant, but go ahead.
They have three rings together. They got drafted together. They're arguably the two greatest shooters ever. You can't break that up, bro.
Like, if you have a guy giving you 29 and 13 every game, yes.
No. I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it? I would do it.
Could you do it?
Fuck, wait, get rid of Clay for Giannis. Wait, Draymond and Clay for Giannis.
No, he said Clay and Clay.
Listen,
for
this is what you do.
We'll see.
You hand him the roster sheet and you circle Steph Curry and you say you can't have Steph. No. You can have everyone else. Give me Giannis, dead ass, bro.
But see, what do you lose though? When you look how much you lose,
you're doesn't losing, matter, bro. You can
but no, but you're like if you're looking because the way everything is, it's all fucking statistical now, right? So analytics. So if you look at it, you're losing like a point per play. When you get rid of Clay, because you're going to lose in three-pointers compared to a two-pointer.
Exactly.
But efficiency. Giannis shoots like 60% because all he does
Clay
is dunk.
Clay shoots like fucking 80%.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. If Giannis... All right, so say you do that trade.
But I'm not mad at that either.
Say you do that trade and Giannis doesn't even want to be there anyway. And he leaves in free agency.
Well, no, they would have to... Yeah, he would have to sign.
But that's the thing. If you already know he's going to sign... Wait till free agency. Wait another year.
Lakers tried that and lost out on Paul George.
Yeah, but it's worth the risk if you're not losing Clay. Because the Lakers didn't really lose anything. What did the Lakers lose?
The Lakers only gained, honestly.
Exactly.
They gained a lot.
So they can do that.
They lost Brandon Ingram.
But
so?
That's how I see it.
He didn't do shit when he was with the Lakers, bro.
He's averaging 27 now, though.
Yeah. But because he has a GOAT point guard. And Chris Paul.
Okay,
no, never mind. I'm thinking of another two. I mean, Drew Holiday. He's a go-to. Fuck it.
I like Drew Holiday.
I miss him on the Sixers.
Best two-way point in the league, probably.
He's one of those, like, he's not even, like, he's one of those guys that's like, how did you do that? You just kind of, like, almost like Harden. Sticky. Like, yeah, it's like not even fast. It's just, like, smooth, like, through the shit. So, yeah. Who you got, Mike?
All right.
Pistons.
Yeah, no, I'll say Lakers. We'll mix it up and say Nuggets.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that either.
I like but on the other side, I'm with him. I like Boston and Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Bucks take it in seven.
Ooh. Who's in? Giannis MVP?
Yeah.
Hold up. You got the Bucks beating the Lakers?
In LA.
It's gonna be in the bowl. That's the thing, though. I don't know. Like, I feel like
this is why LeBron's gonna fuck all these grown men, because it's gonna rely on talent, bro. And at the end of the day, he's the most talented and most disciplined player in the history of the league.
But do you think there might be more upsets since there's no home court advantage?
I think it's the other way around. I think there's gonna be less upsets because your role players rely on that crowd to give them that boost, and they ain't gonna have that. It's just gonna be either you're good or you're not. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true. That's
it's
what
basic.
I said it was gonna be in college. Like, without fans, it's gonna come down to pure talent.
Exactly.
Like, nothing to drive.
So you think it'll be just chalk all the way through?
Yeah, like, bro. It's almost going to be like pickup, bro. Like,
yeah, I can see that.
It's going to be like pickup basketball. And what you see what happens in those runs. So what happens LeBron and Harden, all these dudes go crazy.
Where does Caruso fall in this then if it's not off the crowd hype?
But you know who might be nice with this? Is James Harden, bro. Because pickup games with him, he'll draw 56.
Well, that's why I think Rockets are a bad matchup for the fucking Clippers. Because Clippers want to play small ball, right?
Kawhi will clamp.
And the Clippers don't have the size to make them pay. And I feel like if you're going to run and gun and play small ball, Rockets have the advantage, bro. They got the shooting and they have two top 10 players in the league, bro. So it's like...
You might have something there.
I don't know, bro. And honestly, I think Harden and Westbrook are both too quick for either of those dudes to guard them.
Harden seems in a seven-game series.
So I just can't see that team winning. Like, the formula that they use is just not... It hasn't been proven successful in the playoffs.
It's not even going to fall on Harden's shoulders. It's going to fall on Clint Capella's shoulders because he's going
to
have to be...
Well, he's gone already. They traded him to Atlanta.
What?
They got P.J. Tucker, bro.
They don't have a big man.
Yeah.
Their center is P.J. Tucker.
They traded him for...
Covington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
bro, if you look at their record after they did that trade, it's fucking wild. Because
it's gonna burn out though.
It's like we do on 2K, bro. You know how we play small ball and like we just run and gun and then just shoot threes and dunk and shit.
That's true.
That's really what they're doing.
Bro, and Rocco's a 2-way.
Huh?
He's a 3-and-D dude.
Yeah, Covington. Covington, to be real, he may not clamp Leonard, but bro, he's gonna give him problems. Like Leonard ain't gonna put up 35 on him.
It's almost hard to play a big against the Rockets. Like, I mean, you're still gonna score. You're gonna get your 2 points.
They have to be an athletic big. Like, they'd have to be like a Giannis or a AD, somebody that can run and still like AD can probably still guard PJ or he can guard Covington.
Like Rockets.
Who's guarding Jokic on that team though?
That's what they're gonna play.
See, Jokic is skilled, bro.
Who's Jokic gonna guard though?
Well, he lost all that weight, bro. He might be.
He's hella skinny.
He said he only lost 5 pounds.
He's bullied. He's full of shit.
But look, bro. See, what do you mean? Who is he gonna guard? You mean to tell me that he can't stay in front of PJ Tucker? PJ Tucker ain't taking nobody off the dribble. Like, he's a spot up guy.
He's a shooter.
He gets in the rim a little bit though.
Yeah, he's a spot up dude, bro.
He's
always in the corner. You just have Jokic roaming that baseline. Just that's it.
I do think Westbrook and Harden do have stuff to prove, and I feel like they'll have that chip on their shoulder. Plus, it's like an open gym, and that's where they thrive.
Yep. Yeah.
So I can see them making
some. That's what I'm thinking. Right now, when you said him roaming the baseline, that means you open up the fucking lane for Westbrook and Harden to do what they do. That shit is.
And if you watch it, it's crazy because you picture this. Okay, Westbrook's at the top of the key. Everyone's spaced out shooters, right? And I know this dude don't like Westbrook, but there's not a single point guard in the NBA that can stop him from getting to the bucket.
I agree.
So when he runs to the rim head down, somebody's going to come and somebody's going to get an open three.
He just can't take those stupid ass shots because he doesn't have
And I feel like and he's that, I feel like that, he's done
that's,
better.
That's the key.
But no, is that I feel like in this system and I feel like that's why they changed it because he doesn't have to take those four shots because now he gets a clear lane to the rim. Before he had to cuz Steven Adams was always down there clogging the lane. You had Capella down there clogging the lane. Now he has he has so much room to operate.
But that's why I think Boston will be there too, is because like Kemba and I feel like Tatum, and even what's his name?
Jaylen Brown.
Them motherfuckers can hoop, bro. And if they just play like without structure.
And smart, bro. Yeah.
I feel like Tatum's ready to make that next step into like superstar.
Like that next Kobe level. Yeah.
Like, not Kobe level, but top five player level. Like he's on the brink. Like he can do everything, bro.
But I think he is gonna model his game somewhat after Kobe. Like I think that's his idol and I think that's what like the highlights type shit he watches and he tries to emulate.
It's crazy because he kind of reminds me of Paul Pierce, to be real, because he's not the fastest guy, but he's a good shooter and he can dribble and he's skilled.
You see on 2K how they have him at the four? You guys ever see that when you guys play like the league and stuff? Nah. So they always put him at the four, and it's just like he's always going against like 80 and shit.
They're low key small ball too, or like a
Boston for sure is.
They have Enes.
Boston and Rockets Celtic series would be so much fun.
Cantor slept on, to be real.
He's got no defense. That's the only thing. Liability.
You got that hustle.
He
can
play though.
Oh shit.
Where we at?
So we all kind of low key agree that the majority is that the Lakers should win.
Brrr, Lakers in five.
Shit. Against the Bucks, it might be seven.
You better hope, or you're never gonna have a LeBron argument.
Yeah, I am. LeBron's still the GOAT, bro.
Who deleted number two? What happened? What was that?
When I was talking about this.
What was number two on the list that got deleted?
I don't know, but how y'all feel about your kids not being able to go to school?
I ain't tripping. I got babysitting.
I was gonna keep them home anyway for a little bit, just because like my grandma comes over a lot and she's older.
Oh, okay. So that's see that and that's the thing for me. I didn't mind. I mean, it's not that I didn't want them to get sick, obviously. But from what I read, it doesn't impact them. But I was worried about them bringing it home. Yeah. And it's like, shit.
I'm going to say this. I think what should be, and I think this is what, you know, we as people deserve, even though, you know, some people aren't wearing the mask and complying. But I still like you should still get the option to make the decision. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to say, I want my kids at school.
I agree.
Or I want them home. I
think like taking the decision away kind of sucks.
I mean, I don't want to say it, but it, like, I seen a couple posts about it. It's going towards communism, like, straight up. Like, taking away rights. Like, I was reading this thing, bro, and it's just the way they're going about it.
Like, easing us into that shit.
Taking the jobs away, saying, you know, this.
People
and that.
Been to a communist.
But at
country,
the same time, if you wear your mask and you do all the right things, we could get out of this in a few months. I really do truly believe that.
Even if you don't believe in that, just
so look. Just I know this sounds wild, and I'd be willing to do it. If they just shut the whole country down, literally have guards in the street, no one come out of their fucking house for 14 days, right?
Communism.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, the way Italy did it, right?
You know, that doesn't
fascism?
Work
because after 14 days, the virus will be gone.
No, they say that really doesn't work like that, though. It won't work like that. Like, my brother-in-law does this stuff with animals. Like, it's with animals, not humans, but he handles sickness through animals. And he said you can do that. You can shut everything down, and once you bring them back together... It's still like, what do you call it? When it's still like in you, but it's not active or whatever.
Dormant.
You can still dormant. It'll end up coming back. Like it's here to stay now. Like it's not going anywhere. So even if we did that, it's still gonna come back. So.
And that's why I think like I feel like we keep backpedaling and we keep pushing, but it's like where is it going? It's not going anywhere.
Well, and they say like 2 months ago that for every one positive test, there's 10 others that are positive. So what are we actually really at right now? It's probably insane. But to go back to the school thing, I'm on the side like I would have sent my kid to school because I already know, and it's not even an argument of the safety or whatever. I think them going online, at least for my kid, it's a failure. It's a waste of a school year. People can say, "Oh, well, then that's
it
your parenting. Your parenting sucks if you can't get your kid to the online school for him. It doesn't work. He's, you know, he doesn't have the attention span.
Everyone has different teaching learning styles.
Not to mention the social skills that you're building.
They're gonna be even worse
for
now.
For me, he's this whole year that he was out already was like a complete waste. So he's missed like his second half of his sixth grade year, and now he's gonna miss the first half of seventh. So that's like a whole year of school.
And those are prime years. Like those are like right before you know getting into high school,
right?
Type shit.
Like right now, my daughter Joey, she's doing like summer school just because we wanted to keep her active in some type of school.
Yeah.
First of all, her teacher's a rude bitch. First of all. How do you expect to have a bunch of kids at home with a bunch of siblings and be like, oh, can you be quiet over there? Like, she's yelling at the kids, mute your camera. Like, bitch, don't do a Zoom thing. Send us the assignment and we'll fucking do it. Like, she's fucking rude. She's a whore. But Miss Cardoza or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
He added her.
I feel bad for him, too, because we just moved out here. So now he's going to go to a new school and not know anyone in this.
Is he going to McSwain?
And no opportunity to, like, meet anyone.
So I know
send that nigga to Rivera, bro. I'm telling you right now.
So I know some badass kids, and there was like three of them, and they told me straight up they didn't do any homework, they didn't do nothing, they passed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they can't fail kids. You know,
bro, I know. Imagine that was us, bro. We would have been like, oh, let's go. Like, that's lit.
And it also comes back.
If I'm a kid, I'm totally
like when they were saying, oh, we're going to let high schoolers decide. You know, damn well high schoolers are going to say, I'm going to stay home.
Let's just keep it a buck. Other than basic math, what else do they really need from school? You don't need to know your history. That shit's fake anyways, what they teach you there. So it's like,
yeah, when the fuck am I going to ever use like, X to the second power or what the fuck?
Never in your life.
Bro,
I mean,
like,
yeah, unless you want to be a fucking, like your brother,
I mean,
be a fucking scientist.
Job, but, you know, that's a little
that's smart nigga shit.
College level math, though, you know, like, that's different. I don't know. I just feel like
I still use only my basic math skills.
Yeah.
To this day,
I just feel like kids, like even if you shut calculators the schools down, I think they're still gonna go to Dutch Bros and all hang out. You know, I think they're still gonna go to the lake and do whatever.
They're still gonna go out.
They still have an underage.
Maybe they need to do it like they were doing overseas, bro, and just start beating people with sticks that are hanging out on the street.
Hey man, just, I mean, communism, dude.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Which I honestly, I don't think that's where we're.
I don't think so either, bro. Because if you've seen communist countries, you would be fucking grateful as fuck.
The one thing I don't want is the whole. Did you guys see like the paperless money?
That ain't gonna happen.
It's been trending for a while.
Look,
now.
My bank. I don't know where people are getting this info, because my bank has. There's no shortage in nothing, bro.
It's
just coins.
It's stores, though. But
there's stores that aren't accepting cash and coins.
There was like Carl's Jr. I think there was
debit or credit. Let me tell you.
So for their safety or what?
Because their debt is signs that say please have exact change.
First of all, that means IRS tracking every dollar.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what the government wants.
That's what they want. And if you think this isn't a test to see if we can do it,
if it'll work,
you're wrong.
Exactly.
Guaranteed, they're seeing. Okay, because if they can do it, they want to track all our money. Because how many billions of dollars are they missing out on?
That's why most economists say buy gold. But also, we went through this before, and well, not us, we weren't even alive yet. But when was it Roosevelt? Everyone, buy gold, and then he said, hey, everybody, you have to turn in your fucking gold. And it was at a low price, and then it was at a good price or whatever, but as soon as they took all the gold, gold prices went up, and that's how we fucking, where they're saying the Fort Knox might not even have all that gold that they say they have, so.
I'm not a full-on conspiracy guy, but I will say,
you watch that shit?
A lot of people have far too much trust in the government.
Conspiracy shit?
There's always
a Netflix. The Netflix American conspiracy.
See, and even like them shutting the schools
down. You had on your list.
They're controlling, like, because you make people. Well, first of all, you take the education from there, so they're stupider now. Okay, and then you get to the point where you take their jobs. You have to lay people off. Okay, so now they're not working. They're poor and they're stupid. We can control the poor and the stupid.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's always been the plan, though.
I don't care what side you're on.
Small businesses are done.
I don't trust any politician. No.
Oh yeah, I agree. But
I mean,
the way I see it is, I only worry about what I can control.
The state shit.
I don't really stress over it.
Yeah, I got fucked. I got 10% cut.
Of your,
fire.
Yeah. You need to bring that. We need to bring that Traeger to Beechwood and sell some tri-tip sandwiches on the weekend,
and
bro.
And jerky,
you'll be set.
Hit up my Instagram, Batman Potter.
Damon Potter, aka Traeger Man, aka Burt. What are they called?
They Burt Ends. A lot of different. I think there's.
AKA Burt Ends, Burt Pork Ends.
One state union that didn't get cut, and the rest got cut. Whether they got their
Wait, so you got 10% off what you already make, or what you were supposed to get on your raise? Oh wow.
You what?
State.
Oh yeah, I have another budget for California.
Yeah,
so how long is that? How long is that gonna last?
For now, a year, but. They say it's 7.5%, but our fiscal year is July 1st. So just starting July 1st, we're supposed to get a 2.5% increase because the department I work for compared to other departments is technically less. So the average person, like the hours worked per week is 72 hours compared to other departments, it's 56 hours. So they're trying to make up for that extra that we're getting paid less for. So there was 5 years in a row where we're supposed to get a pay increase every July 1st. Well, this is the last year of our contract. So that's kind of where we're going to get fucked again next year because we're going to have a new contract. So they may not negotiate for a pay increase. So I'm making what I made 2 fucking years ago and no overtime. So and I just hit a fucking deer last week. So it's like, bro, this is
R.I.P.
fucked up.
Damn,
fucked up. This year fucking sucks.
Is your car okay?
They're at like $6,000 right now, so. Good thing for insurance.
I'm ready for 2020 to be.
Bro, 2020 is the worst.
So it's
bro,
it
what if
fucks a lot of
ones worse, bro.
Bro, fucks a lot of people. Like there's
2021 can't be worse because I feel like after the election everything's gonna go back to normal.
I think so. Okay, look, they're saying we're
shit always amps up in election
year. Sports starting in January.
They know something. They know something, bro.
You don't think these people
the vaccine will be out?
Hey, listen. No, when's the election?
Time.
November 8th.
Yeah.
November 10th, the vaccine's going to be announced. Breaking news on fucking CNN.
Yeah.
Breaking news, vaccine is fucking here.
Right. Like, okay, I'm going to tell you how
this
is going to go.
Tylenol.
And I don't care what side you're on. Because I really don't even care. We're going to go through this year. We're going to drive this country to crap. And then the election's going to happen. Biden's probably going to win, and then we're going to bring Biden in, and then we'll act like he's the savior, and he saved everything, and going to bring the country back around. Yeah.
And that's how it works. The next president gets the credit for what the last president did. Yeah. Like, whatever they had to fix, or they get the credit for what the other president fucked up before them. That's just the cycle of how it goes.
I mean, unless you're Bush and didn't give a fuck and let the country to shit and dipped.
Bush had no idea.
He said, I'm going to go do cocaine off these bitches.
My daddy said I could work here.
Yeah, and I came over here and get free cocaine.
Okay, and then if Trump wins, this will continue, I think, until middle of next year. If Trump wins, I think it continues a little longer. If Biden wins, we'll be done in the spring.
So fuck, hopefully Biden wins.
That's what I said. It really
fuck, bro. I don't want to live like this, bro.
If you're middle class, it really don't matter who's president.
Why they gave my stimulus that they talking about? I need that.
People that I know that they're saying that they're not going back to work. They're working from home up until at least March of next year.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, bro, if you're a company, right, and you see that this work from home shit works, yeah, and you're saving thousands of dollars for renting offices, they're gonna be like, hey, what the fuck, like,
yeah,
well, you could downsize.
I mean, look at the Bay Area. The Bay Area, I think it's going to, like, collapse because all them tech people that can work from home, and then they're going to be like, oh, well, why am I going to live, pay $3,500 a month for an 800-square-foot apartment, stay home, you know, when I'm working from home? So that, yeah.
Then it's going to crash, and then we go buy property in the Bay, and I'm playing.
That's what I just bought now, so when they come out here, they can overpay for our properties.
But I think, you know, the schools... Like, I think the high schools are going to turn more towards online, too. Because now, I mean, we can go back to the days where you had a job when you were in school. You know what I'm saying? You could have online classes after, you know, you get off afternoon. You're done at noon. You can go work, do whatever. But you have online classes that you have to attend to.
But
so it's like college.
They do no school at all. They don't get any money. So at least they're doing online so they can still get money.
Exactly. Yeah. So they don't have to hire as many teachers on campus, at least.
I just don't see how our kids are going to come out, like, yeah, getting a proper education. Like, I've done online college for a few years.
Oh, it's a joke.
Dude, I fucking hate that. I hated that shit,
Let me
bro.
Tell you, I don't buy books. I don't really do the Facts. Classes. I can Google everything, and I'm going to have a degree, though.
I YouTube and Googled my way to a bachelor's degree. Right. Dead ass.
I'm going
to
tell you this, though. YouTube,
wow.
You can't...
I got taught by a bunch of Indian niggas on how to flip.
They can't check if you plagiarize YouTube.
Or we could do that thing like we said from that Reddit story. Get something from another language and then just Google translate that shit and then get it.
I went to school.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking 2 online classes right now. I'm not fucking business.
Yeah. I got forced to do online classes and that shit sucked because it's almost too much freedom.
Ready to jump in the pool butt ass naked, bro.
Yeah. So let's talk about these other guys. He's just horny. He has Hey, boomers wanting to have Trulies deep. He getting hard. Still stop licking your lips, bro. You're too close to me.
$41? Oh, yeah? Want some sucky sucky?
All right, man.
Oh, damn. I need to relax. I'm going to sound like Vern Warnke. I need to chill.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, he live around the corner.
Like 15 feet away.
Hey, listen. All of y'all that want... Never mind. I ain't going to say shit.
Yeah, let's protect yourself.
Yeah, I want to protect my neighborhood.
Yeah, he's a
good
right
hey
court.
Man, he's a good guy, man.
Alright, so we got super off topic, but it's cool. That's the love of this shit. So DMX and Snoop Dogg are doing their versus battle, right? So Battle of the Dogs.
Gonna
right?
give it to you.
West Coast Dog versus the East Coast Dog. Of course these are all objective, right?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna roll with DMX just because when I hear DMX, I wanna either go shoot somebody or like I want to go do some shit. I'm
but
hyped.
Do you know more DMX songs than you do know yes. you know Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. I don't know if it's because DMX though.
But honestly though, a lot of those Snoop songs are features, so it's like Two of America's Most Wanted isn't his song.
But that's part of it though.
But DMX.
That's part of it though. Like
is it?
Yeah, they play
man,
features.
Then yeah, Snoop because he has hella features.
Ashanti both helped DMX a lot. Put him on, I think.
No, you're thinking of Ja Rule, nigga. Fuck out of here. You 12.
Oh, wow. Hey, sit this topic out.
Hey, but they do
Mr.
have
Mr. Potter.
So, DMX. Okay, I got you. So, DMX.
This is why I don't say anything.
So, DMX is more Tekashi 6ix9ine to me.
What?
What?
Yes, bro.
Put
he's
some respect
man.
On his
he's
neck.
A hype
no.
Man. Fuck out of here. Takeisha,
LaWanda, fucking raps, bro. You're crazy.
He's like Roy Jones Jr.
Oh my gosh.
Are you talking about his voice? Hey, you know what? Oh, okay. I think he need to sit this one out. Mr. Traeger, man, you might have to step in for this one.
Nah, bro, I got the facts. I'm over here with the new school edition.
Look, Snoop does have a fucking banger right now. I don't know if he's a hype man, bro. That man had two double platinum albums in the same fucking year, bro.
You're right.
I think see, like, so here's the here's Snoop the dip. Snoop, Snoop is beloved worldwide more. But see, when you say hype man, I'm thinking of the nigga saying, yeah, in the background. Explain. I'm going to turn the... Explain.
Nah, but you know what's crazy is Snoop Dogg has one hit, number one hit record in his whole career. That's fucking wild. Did you know that? I did not know. When I seen that, when I read that, I was like, there's no fucking way.
But
and guess what it is? It's a Drop It Like It's Hot. That's his only hit in his career.
But see, but if you put catalog next to catalog, Snoop has a deeper catalog.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Snoop has a hit right now, a fucking Banda song, bro, right now.
How many of these are like...
That slaps.
I don't see it.
Yeah. What is it?
Like, how many of these are really, like, better than anything?
Y'all gonna make me lose my... That's a hit.
Rough Riders Anthem's a hit.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, bro. Okay. Yeah, bro. This is a good one. It's gonna be good, bro. Yeah. Honestly. Because what happens, like, well, so everyone thought that that Fab was gonna beat Jadakiss until Jadakiss played all his bangers. You're like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I forgot. So it's going to come down to this. So what happens with... So it's almost the same thing. Fab's been on the Snoop steady trajectory this whole time. Snoop's been on the steady trajectory the whole time. He's never got out the public eye. DMX, Jadakiss, well, skyrocketed and fizzled.
Well, Snoop's a snitch, so I'm going to go with DMX.
Well, but I also don't think Snoop really, like, is full-time music ever. Like, I feel like he's doing...
Not only that, but you know when they do the versus battle, DMX is going to be coked the fuck out, and he's going to be hyped. And he's going to be on his shit. And Snoop's going to be back there just chilling. Yeah, man, just chilling.
Yeah.
So
I took a picture with Snoop Dogg, by the way.
It's gonna be good. Yeah, Snoop Dogg's dope.
In Long Beach.
Does it smell like cheese?
No, he was high as hell, bro. His eyes couldn't even open, and he had like six bodyguards next to him.
So what y'all think of this Nick Cannon shit losing his partnership with Viacom or whatever the fuck it's called?
Viacom owns everything.
What do you guys think?
You're a Jewish...
Honestly, I listened to it, right? And I know what he was trying to say, and I think he could have worded it different. But I don't think what he meant was bad.
Look, and see, what makes it worse is he was with a dude that was like an anti-Semite, super pro-black over everything. So he was kind of catering to that guy. That guy kind of pumped him up. So he said what he said. He didn't say it the right way. And it came out like, okay. And then you put two, like, all right, you're with this guy who fucking only believes black people are the only thing in this world. So it's like, that's going to make you look bad. And but he is fighting for what he's trying to get the rights to his own show that he created, which is Wildin' Out. Just to take it somewhere else.
I think we talked about it last week, and like, what you gotta watch what you say. You know what I'm saying, online.
That shit was old though. That's what's crazy. But they wanted a formal apology for it, which, yeah. Like, I mean, look, no matter how you feel, bro. Like, the Jews run. Jewish people run shit.
Wildin' Out, bro. I grew up on Wildin' Out.
Facts.
And this isn't disrespect, right? Because this is kudos to them, because they're fucking powerful and smart enough to put their money together. But Jews have a lot of fucking power and control in this country, bro. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I mean, he wasn't lying about that. They really do. And it's not I'm not saying they're abusing it or nothing. I'm just saying they do. They put their money together. They bought networks. They bought.
Yeah. And they were allowed to. And then, so here's I sent y'all like 10 fucking Instagram posts of, like, so Jewish people own everything. Up to the fucking banks. That, I mean, we all know about the Rothschilds, right? So, like, it's just like a... It sucks, like, as a man, your pride. You don't want to bow down to nobody, but low-key, if you want to make money, you have to play with the Jewish people, bro.
Yeah,
like,
in America.
Yeah.
And me?
Yeah. I think...
That's true. You're something different, though. you're the opposite.
And I think we talked about...
Wait, what happened with Nick Cannon? Because all I'm thinking about is just talking about Jews. Is it?
Well, because they said that he said like an anti-Semitic remark, but
yeah, so he was on. The Sean Jackson posted that quote from Hitler, but Nick Cannon basically was just, he's with a dude that's super pro-black. It was kind of like, yeah, well, Jewish people do run everything, and like, he didn't say nothing out of pocket, But the Jewish community, like the people that run, they take everything. And you say, you fucking say anything that has the letter J-E-W in it. They're like, oh,
let's just say that's like, we'd say everyone's like too quick to judge or super sensitive. Like everyone will take stuff, whatever anyone says, out of context and put it within whatever context.
Yeah, they for sure probably only saw the clip and they didn't listen to the whole thing. But also Viacom owns MTV, VH1, BET. Like, so they own all the major networks.
Is it true that that owner of all that is like some old 80-year-old white dude? Like, that owns BET and shit?
He doesn't own BET. He owns Viacom.
Which owns BET.
Which owns all the major, like, a lot of major networks.
That's wild.
So, yeah, Nick Cannon got to go to Disney.
How do black people not own their own network? That's fucking crazy to me.
That's how it should be, you would think, but...
That's like all big companies. Even Google is owned by Alphabet, right? So it's not Google isn't actually owned.
So like they run their own company, but when it comes down, like just like even the music industry, there's all these Def Jam, Universal, Atlantic, but there's a guy named Lucian Grange that signs the checks for all those people. So it's like there's always like,
so is Wild and Out. How's that gonna work?
A puppeteer, bro.
Can't have it anymore. It's done. Unless they get another.
But is that his? Can he take that, or is that theirs?
See, that's what he has to figure out, because I heard for sure that's his intellectual property. But if he signed over the rights to that, it's...
Yeah,
because
I heard he was going to try to sue him if they try to take that from him.
Yeah,
because they said that was his idea and that was his.
Yeah,
if
I mean,
take that from him, that would be.
I mean, Nick Cannon's a smart businessman, though. Yeah. At the end of the day, like the man, I mean, he's the head of fucking Nickelodeon and shit.
Watch
so
what
like,
you sign.
So, yeah, I mean, there's always. Yeah, Drumline the classic.
Shout out with the one with Christina Milian.
Yeah, Love
Don't
Cross the Thing.
Bro,
that
movie. Love Don't Cross the Thing. When he had the crashed escalator shit.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, bro. So, I mean, Nick.
Christina Milian, first of all.
Yes, bae for life. Sorry, babe.
I remember seeing her Wildin' Out a couple times when I was younger. I was just like, I'm in love.
Nick,
honestly, I've never watched one episode of Wildin' Out.
No.
What the f?
Me neither.
Talking
Speaking of no childhood.
How do you, bro?
You never watched Wild N' Out, bro?
Not one episode.
I think
that's just hilarious.
Thing I've watched is Drumline.
Drumline?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Because we were talking about.
Well, first of all, not all of us had a fucking childhood, Tyler. Right?
Yeah, but
some of us didn't get toys. We got flashcards with fucking prices on them. We had to memorize.
Hey,
or we got backhand.
Hey, Tyler, what does nigga have that we didn't have? A dad?
Whoa, shout out to dads that I don't have.
Well, I didn't have a mom, bitch. How about that?
I didn't either.
Oh, damn, you lose.
Damn.
Well, technically, he lost. I'm just kidding.
We're out the mud.
Fucking white people. Not them.
So basically, what was going around Twitter is that they're like, okay, how do we still support Nick Cannon? And someone said, you know, stream his music. And someone said, hey, man, there's got to be another way.
That shit had me dying, bro. I seen that. Instantly thought of you guys, so I sent it.
Yeah, bro, we had to share that.
Hey, somebody just said podcast suggestions, so we should just suggest ours. That's actually, I mean,
wait, what?
That's my friend Ashton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Picture. But anyways, yeah. So yeah, Nick Cannon, I hope you get your shit back, because you do own that shit. Now let's get to the real shit.
Tory thought he owns Megan Thee Stallion, first of all. Because he didn't let her go.
Hey, maybe she's injured.
She let him hit, and he wanted seconds, and he just lost it,
look,
bro.
She's a stallion, right? What do you do to horses that can't run no more?
I'm
just playing. Yeah,
but honestly, what if he was like just shooting in the air? I don't know.
Shooting the air inside of a car.
So let me shoot in the air and hit her foot. You're not shooting the air if you hit her foot, unless you pull out.
But that's the thing. We don't know the story.
Nobody snitches. Shout out to all them people in the car. They're real motherfuckers. They ain't
Megan
snitching.
Even snitching. She said there was a situation.
You said Tory Lanez was how tall?
He's 5'3", 120.
I'm not taking someone 5'3", 120 serious. Sorry if you're a viewer or a listener.
Hey, Tory, I will beat your motherfucking
Meg is like 5'10". She's a tall chick.
She's a stallion, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
so she was picking him up and shit?
Yeah.
She's on
Huh?
Especially not 7 to 8 inches.
I can't.
I mean, what are you gonna do when you're 5'3"?
Yeah, you got no choice.
You get a 5'2".
So basically, he was like Alex's size.
Yeah. Well, Alex is like 5'5".
Oh no, Alex is 5'5".
He's shorter than.
Damn, yeah, he's like our girl's height.
Yeah.
That ass.
Yeah, Myra's like 5'2".
Damn, okay, so I can bang Tory Lanez. That ass.
And look, if y'all got time, look at the episode when he was on Sway in the Morning. This man was sitting down, then stood up and was the same height. And that thing, who said that?
Bro,
when his feet were dangling off the
chair.
Don't do that.
man.
Tory Lanez dirty. And how tall is Kevin Hart?
I think Kevin
He's like 5'3". Yeah. No, I think he's like 5'5".
Huh?
I think he's 5'5".
It sucks, though, because I was just starting to get to like Tory Lanez, bro. Like, I was listening to his music, I was feeling it, and then all of a sudden he wants to shoot, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Hart's 5'4". So you figure he's taller than Tory Lanez,
bro. Search Tory Lanez and make sure he's
5'3". He's 5'3", 120. I seen his mugshot. It had his fucking information.
Yeah.
It was in Photoshop?
No, it was fucking from the
You seen that police shit department, right? When he was on Sway. Sway's like yeah, 6 foot. This man stood up and was the size of our microphone we're talking to right now.
You know what I need, bro? I need to see some film of Tory Lanez in high school, like how he was interacting with people. Because, like, high school, if you got a short dude, like 5'1", 5'2", you ain't talking to nobody.
Well, that's why he's so aggressive. Happy, happy, blue. Well, that's because there was... America. There's a situation with Travis Scott. Travis Scott tried to pull up on Tory in a bus, and Tory said, nigga, let's get it popping. So he has that little man complex. So, I mean, he's not scared of shit, but I just don't know why. To me, I need to know the story. Like, why would you shoot a woman in the foot? It doesn't more. Make sense.
We need more for sure. And it's like, why was she even there in the first place?
Yeah.
Is he out on bail?
Hey, because you can shoot her in the foot and not go to prison for life. Or if you...
Yeah, but like
they say, isn't it below the knees? Is like is not considered a attempted murder?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga William. He was 15 in 7th grade. He said he was over there because he shot some nigga in the kneecaps in Arkansas. Remember William? William, he was 15 in 7th grade with us.
Big ass dude?
No, look, the one that fought Josio.
Oh yeah.
Remember? Somebody threw the ball and hit him in the head in baseball.
Imagine getting shot in the kneecaps, though. Can we talk about that?
He was 15, bro, in 7th grade.
I know a William in my class, and he stabbed a dude 64 times with a pencil.
Yeah, we're like, I asked him one day, I said, William, why are you 15 in 7th grade? He said, oh, I'm on the run, nigga. I said, why? He's like, I shot some nigga in the kneecaps in Arkansas. And I thought he was capping. That nigga really shot somebody. He was on the run for reals, bro.
I appreciate Trigger Man putting his mask on.
6 feet. We ain't talking about feet right now. We ain't talking about make. Yeah, I didn't want to point it out, but I remember that one night when you told me about it. That was the funniest shit in my life. That was my
shout out to all these fucking geniuses in Merced with like 2,700 COVID cases now, like 2,600 COVID.
Yeah, and if y'all go to get a COVID test and people are fucking trying to help you, don't be a fucking dick. Especially if you go to where I work at, I'm at the point where I'm gonna start slapping niggas,
especially
bro.
Especially when they're in masks all day, they're in full PPE in the hot ass, you know, weather, and they're out there, you know, doing their job. It's not like they own the business and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're
my wife is layered up, getting burnt through her clothes, sunburned through her clothes. So y'all suck a fucking dick.
I hope from the COVID. Back.
From the back.
I hope you get COVID.
No hands.
And Mike's like, I'm gonna try that tonight.
He's like, I don't have enough.
Hey, missionary Mike.
He's like,
Mike's like, I don't got enough back there.
So. Yeah. How do I go? Does it reach back there? But they're really my balls are in the way. You move your balls to the left and you put the dick.
Yeah, that's dicky, dude. Your balls hang lower than your dicky, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're getting out of hand. So let's just go.
All right, let's go jump.
Time
in
to
the pool.
Fucking drink in jacuzzi. We getting
this is the
fucking naked.
We've ever recorded.
Yeah. All right, then y'all. See y'all next week. Eat my ass.